Let Love Go, and it's just coming up to 11:30 on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, I should be joined on Zoom by singer-songwriter Jessie P. I've been playing out her excellent new release, which is called Favourite Song, on the show for about the last week. It is pure quality. I knew from when I very first heard the start of the song, I was like, wow, and her voice is amazing. It's not just me that thinks so. She's got loads of radio stations playing her music. Good morning, Jessie. How are you doing?
Hello, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Lovely to finally speak to you.
Yeah, really, really good to be on the show. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, before we talk about the music, you're originally from South Germany and then you moved over to London.
Yes, exactly. Which I'm actually here at the moment, just on a holiday.
What's the music scene like in South Germany? Is it very, very different to the London scene?
Yeah, it's very, very small. So I'm from a really, really small town, so there isn't that much going on. That's why I kind of moved to London, to just have a bit more people actually being interested in like upcoming artists. So yeah.
And do you come from a musical background? Have you got anyone else in the family that's musical?
From my mom's side, like even my grandpa has always done music. My mom is a guitar teacher. So I just kind of grew up in it. It was just really normal to make music.
And when did you actually start composing your own track?
I didn't start writing until I was like 14, 15. Mm. I was in love with a boy and needed to get it out.
Who are your inspirations? So who have you looked up to music-wise?
I started off with really, and they're still like one of the main inspirations. I like Amy McDonald. I was like always in love with that. And James Blunt, hugely, like even on this track, like favorite song on the production, I was like, well, I want to have it sound a little bit like this. But also like Florence and the Machine. I also love some more pop tunes, like German pop. So yeah.
And when did you discover that you could sing?
I've always kind of sung. Like it was never like a thing that I didn't do. But then I really, when I was 6 years old, there was a German like girl group that got casted in one of those shows, and I saw them and I was like, I want to do that. And from that time on, I just tried to sing everything they sang. And even though it's like five women and everyone a different thing, like different tone of voice, and I just kind of saw that and wanted to do that as well.
And Jessie, how do you work as a songwriter? Are you somebody who's always writing down lyrics, or do you pick up the instrument, play guitar? I mean, what do you do when you write a song?
It usually starts with lyrics, because I really like it. Yeah, I just need feel like I need to like have my message first, if that makes sense. And then it depends. Sometimes when co-writing, it works more both at the same time. But like when I write by myself, I usually start with lyrics and then sit down with either the piano or my guitar and just figure out where we're going with the song. It's always an adventure.
And do you do a lot of solo gigs as well? Is that what you do in besides writing your original material?
Yeah, like especially in London, a little bit in Cambridgeshire. Usually I have Richard Mark, who's also produced the track, with me on guitar. So that it just sounds a bit fuller and nicer.
It's not just me that loves your voice and your music. You've got an amazing response. We don't mind mentioning BBC, because we know the people at the BBC. BBC Introducing, you've been on there more than once, and you've also been a spotlight artist. That must be amazing.
Yeah, it was a great honour. Like, I love that they love what I've been doing. So very happy and glad about that.
So do you have an EP coming out, or is there an album coming out?
Yeah, it's going to be an EP or something in between. I think it officially might end up being an album, but it's about like five or six tracks that are going to be on it. It's going to be released early next year. I've got two more tracks that are coming out individually first.
Yep.
After this one. So yeah, I'm really excited about it.
And I always asked artists this, and I didn't have a chance to give you a warning. So I normally ask you, what is the favourite lyric that you've ever written? Because sometimes I know it's quite difficult sometimes, because you write so much. But what is the lyric where you went, oh, wow, where did that come from? What's the one you're most proud of?
Like, the one that I'm thinking of right now is in my first single of the EP, Wide Awake, A Hurricane Is Raging Through Me. Like, I don't even remember how I got to that image. It just kind of happened. I think that one was, I think, is my favorite one, if I just out of... Yeah, just think about it.
out of so many. So when can people come and see you next?
I don't have anything lined up at the moment. Seeing like I had to kind of... I had a couple ones and then I got COVID. And now, yeah, we'll see. If you just go on my social media, like, I will always post about it. A lot of them are very, very last minute. That's why it's... bit hard to plan that right now.
Yeah, but if I did say earlier, if you go along and it's JESSIPE music, and if you go on to if you go on to Instagram and on Facebook and also on Twitter, you'll be able to see all of your details. And also, if you do like any of the songs, please download them or buy a CD or just pay for them on Spotify. We like people who pay for music, don't we?
Yes.
Now, tell us about, you were saying you work with Richard. Tell us about the song, because we're going to end on your song, which is called Favourite Song. How did this track come about?
So we started like working together, and we knew each other already, but like it was a bit of a slower start to actually get writing together, because it's with every single person you like work with, it's a different process. And then the first song we ever tried to write didn't work out really well. I don't even know how it went anymore. And we tried, there's a group on Facebook called the 5 in 5 Song Challenge. And they just give you every 3 months, it's like five songs in 5 days. And we wrote to one of their prompts, and it was about, what's your sacred place? Like, where do you love just being? And I was like, just let's try to write something. And we both agreed, like, music is the one that, like, it makes this place no matter where you are.
Yeah.
And so we wrote it. He came up with the amazing guitar, like, frequency, like, all the chords that he played, but also, like, the rhythm and everything. And it just, we wrote it in, like, one go, which doesn't always happen. No. Like, sometimes it takes a little bit.
Yeah.
It just felt like it just came out. And we barely actually edited much on the song. It just felt like it was very ready after like the first draft.
It is a beautiful song. We're going to play it next. Next time when you're back over, we'll have to get you into the studio to come play live later on in the year. Definitely. We love our live performances in the studio. So it'd be lovely to meet you. But thank you so much for chatting today. And as I said, if you want to check out Jessie, just go and have a look on to her socials, and we'll put all the details up on the website. So do you want to introduce your song?
Yeah, here's Favourite Song. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
Yesterday all over again, I keep running against the wind. There's always gonna